Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With $32 off for 1 week only and free shipping, you can try the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for less than $100. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie32. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie32 for $32 off and free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains.
This is mine, and this is mine, and that's mine, and this is mine.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
Have you got a stutter? Okay, fine. Don't worry. Sing it. Sing. Oh, come on!
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You have heard people start to talk about recession fears, and then you get a negative print on GDP.
The U.S. economy contracted at an annual rate of 1.4%.
The numbers show the worst quarter in 2 years.
Skipper, is it that bad? Is it really that bad?
Whoosh. Well, I'm not concerned about a recession.
I thought I'd be nervous, but I was cool as a cucumber.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Brandon said it again today. Ill-begotten. It's not ill-begotten. It's ill-gotten gains. Begotten means you fathered somebody. You know, I just looked it up. It can also be used for a woman, too, but it's usually for a man. I have begotten my daughters. This is the second time he said, can't somebody sit the guy down and say, Mr. President, with all due respect, it's ill-gotten gains. Or just don't type it in to the teleprompter or the briefing book, whatever he's reading. But he'd probably put it in anyway. So, and if you told him and you corrected him, 5 minutes later, he'd just be asking you, "Where's the remote control? It's almost time for Hazel."
Where is everybody?
Oh boy! All right, sorry. Got off track there when I heard that intro. The ill-begotten again. Tell us a story about McDonald's, Mr. President. Can you get the Wi-Fi in the parking lot, or do you have to go inside and order a McFlurry for $12 or whatever the hell it costs now? Anyway, I'm sorry. There is really disturbing news here today, and I don't want to think that I'm overreacting to this, but the Department of Homeland Security yesterday, the Secretary Mayorkas, that clown, announced that they are setting up a new bureaucracy, a new hackerama in the Department of Homeland Security. They are setting up something called the Disinformation Governance Board. I mean, how is that for newspeak? Disinformation Governance Board. Now, I don't know if this means they're going to plan to govern disinformation. Or, I mean, you would think they would say the anti-disinformation board, but they're going to govern disinformation. You know, this is so Ministry of Truth in like 1984, like George Orwell's book. You know, it's in the libraries or online when you order it as a work of fiction, a novel, right? But more and more, it's looking like it's like Nostradamus' predictions. They're all coming true. It's a how-to book, an instruction manual. It's amazing. You know, in 1984, they just switched their strategies or their storylines from day to day. From moment to moment, you know, one day the country's an enemy, the next day it's not an enemy. Like, for instance, Russia. You know, Russia wasn't our enemy in 2012. The 80s called and they asked for their foreign policy back. But now they're the greatest geopolitical threat ever. But so this disinformation governance board is going to tackle misinformation or disinformation, whatever you want to call it, in minority communities, Hispanic communities specifically. And here's the weird thing about it, not the weird thing, the disturbing thing about it. It's going to be run by this woman named Nina Jankowicz. Nina Jankowicz. She, of course, lives in the belt inside the Beltway. She lives with some guy named Stein. She's 8 months pregnant. She has a dog and a cat. And you know, here are her media credentials. Here are the places that she appears. She appears not on Newsmax. She appears on NPR, National Panhandler Radio. She appears on PBS, Panhandler Public Broadcasting. She appears on the bust-out failing network known as CNN, the Clinton News Network, and she appears on the BBC. Okay? So, in other words, she crosses the ideological spectrum. She goes from A all the way to B. And last election in 2020, she announced that the Hunter Biden laptop was a product of Russian disinformation, which turns out to be, in itself, Russian / Democrat disinformation. So after putting out on social media and in interviews with the mainstream media that the Hunter Biden laptop was, she also called it a Trump product. She provided disinformation to what used to be called mass media. And now she has been appointed to run the Disinformation Governance Board. Well, I guess she knows how to govern disinformation, right? And she, in 2016, she was a major Hillary Clinton coat holder. And she relentlessly promulgated in the post-election aftermath the Russian collusion hoax over and over and over again on Twitter. She promoted that the Russians were in league with the Trump campaign, and that you know, they were communicating via the Alpha Bank, which now Hillary's lawyer has been indicted for, and her campaign has been totally involved in this conspiracy, as they call it, in the federal court filings. And she's all in on all of this stuff. She's a total left winger, the good news is this thing doesn't have any power. But still, this is very frightening that they would set up something called the Disinformation Governance Board. And these are the lefties that are doing this, the people who used to be for freedom of speech. The ACLU was a free speech. She refers in her tweets to free speech absolutists. That's like the big pejorative. You know, that's like, you know, climate deniers. You know, climate deniers. I'm in sunny South Florida. It was sunny today. It was beautiful. Now it's raining. Climate changed. When I leave tonight, you know, the sun's going to be out again. The climate keeps changing. No one denies the climate change.
Blah, and blah, 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 blah.
And no one is a free speech absolutist. I think we all agree. We learned in school, you know, you have freedom of speech, but you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But she just wants to, she wants to stop people from yelling, I have Hunter's laptop here, and look what's on this laptop. She wants to shut you up because it makes her feel bad. She's worried about the safety for Democrats. I tell you, it's not going to be safe on election day the way things are going for the Democrats in an electoral sense, not in a physical safety sense. But she wants to shut up anyone who disagrees with her, and so do all these Democrats. You know, and she's very angry about Elon Musk buying Twitter. I mean, that's sort of like the dividing line now at this point in time. You know, if you're angry about Elon Musk, an African-American immigrant, for indeed that is what he is, buying Twitter, if you're angry about that and you think that somehow destroying the Stalinist censorship protocols at Twitter is going to destroy democracy, then you are a Stalinist, a fascist, whatever you want to call yourself. You are a totalitarian, an authoritarian. You're a Democrat, in other words. And that's what she is. She said that she says those who criticize her online are jealous of her verified blue check mark in media career. So in other words, she's in the AOC category too. She thinks anyone who criticizes her wants to date her. She grew up in New Jersey, and she's currently dating Michael Stein, someone named Michael Stein. I don't know who he is. She lives in the suburbs of D.C. with her dog and her cat, and she's pregnant. They are the couple, this is the Daily Mail, the couple is happily shacked up in a $1 million three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom love shack that they own in Arlington, Virginia. She went to Bryn Mawr. Is that still an all-women's college, or is that... Or do they allow trans? I'm sure they allow trans. Do they allow men? And she went to Georgetown University. Oh, Georgetown. Yes. Oh, that's where Hunter went. That's where Bill Clinton went. I remember when it used to be a Catholic university.
Bryn Mawr is still a women's liberal arts college in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
it is.
Oh, that's good. That's very. I'm very happy about that. In an October 2020 report, Jankowicz shared her skepticism about the contents of the laptop. We should view it as a Trump campaign product. I would say that's disinformation. I would say someone who is well-educated and is scholarly and is a beautiful person as her should have known that. I knew it, and I'm a deplorable. I went to a public school, and I knew it. 844-500-42. The new Stasi won't be effective because everything the libs try falls apart. That's true. That's the positive side. But the fact that they're even trying this is very concerning to me, anyway. Spring is here. Why not savor every moment? With HelloFresh, I can skip the trip to the grocery store and enjoy seasonal chef-crafted recipes delivered straight to my doorstep. The ingredients travel from the farm to my door in under a week, so they always arrive fresh. For me, it's about convenience. Not only do the ingredients come pre-portioned, but HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to get filling meals on the table in a snap with options like family-friendly, fit and wholesome, quick and easy, and more. I get to pick my favorites from 50 different weekly options. I can even customize the meals to just how I like them by swapping the proteins and sides. Taylor's off today, but Jared's in. Jared, you get the HelloFresh, don't you?
Yeah, we actually, the latest meal I've had is the Melty Monterey Jack Burgers, which is a beef burger, but it's got a red onion jam and crispy potato wedges. So it's very tasty, and they send you everything you need. You know, red onion jam, you get the balsamic vinegar you need for it, you get the onion, you get all the different ingredients, and it's great because you don't have to think about cooking. You know, it's not...
Right.
Oh, I got to measure out. You don't have to dirty all these dishes. You just take what they give you, you put it together, bam, you have a meal.
Right. I love Monterey Jack, but it comes in wedges, you know, so I'm so lazy that I don't even want to cut the wedges up to put it on top of a burger, you know? That's how easy that HelloFresh makes it, though. You don't even have to worry about cutting the wedges of the cheese, you know, getting out the cheese cutter or a knife. It's all right there. It's all done for you. Plus, you can skip weeks when you need to, change your delivery date, and update your preferences right from the HelloFresh app. Their chefs really know how to diversify the menu with seasonal recipes like juicy salmon limon and pasta primavera. If I'm feeling fancy and I don't want the Monterey Jack burgers, I can treat myself to premium picks, like a beef Wellington that Patrice from Arlington had last week, which are top-of-the-line recipes with gourmet ingredients I can cook and enjoy right at home. HelloFresh meals are so easy to make that I actually look forward to making them each week. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus three gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and three free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follansby Inn on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. I'm going to be up there very soon for a night. I'm looking forward to it. There's still a few rooms left to join me on the weekend of May 13th. To get your room before they're gone, go to follansbyinn.com. I'll see you at the delicious New Orleans-style breakfast. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who do you want to be the next Republican Speaker of the House? Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, or somebody else?
I bring this up today because some people are playing more of these cuts from Kevin McCarthy's talks or his conversations with some members of the Republican conference in the House, including with Liz Cheney, who he's now campaigning against. But back then they were best buddies, and he wanted Trump to resign, and he wanted all of the hard noses to be taken down off social media, Twitter, et cetera, like people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, Jim Jordan, Louie Gohmert, people like that. He wanted them taken down. Now he's with Trump, and he wants to, rein in the Silicon Valley, and he's all in favor of Elon Musk, et cetera, et cetera. But he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, basically. But, people are asking themselves, why are these Republicans, these stalwarts, these deplorables, these MAGA people, why are they standing by Kevin McCarthy? And the answer is in a story today in the newspapers. He's got this super PAC, and he's been hoovering up the money just all over the place because it looks like he's going to be the next speaker. So he's going to have a lot of power, be the number three guy in the government if the Republicans take over, which it increasingly looks like they're going to. You know how much money he's got stashed in that PAC? $125 million. That buys a lot of loyalty. Even if you don't much like the guy, if you're in a tight fight and he can give you $500,000 or $1 million, money is the mother's milk of politics, as they say. You can't really blame these guys, I don't think, personally. So, Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results?
71% want Jim Jordan as the next Republican Speaker of the House.
Yeah, that's who I would vote for.
23% say somebody else, and only 6% for Kevin McCarthy.
Only 6%.
That's January 6%.
the more he talks, the worse he sounds. He keeps saying, I never said I wanted him to resign. I never said I wanted him to resign. No, what you said was, I'm going to call him and tell him he should resign. So his defense is, well, that's what I told Liz Cheney and some other clowns that I was going to do, but I was lying to them. I never asked. I just said I was going to do that because I'm a politician. I've lied about a lot of things. And again, I don't want to go into all the stuff he's lied about because he's still denying it. And the person that he's lying about having a relationship with is running for Congress again now in North Carolina. She didn't do very well running for lieutenant governor the last time she ran, and I think she finished fifth. I don't know how she's going to do in these primaries. Anyway, 844-500-4242. So this is what Nina Jankowicz, the new head of the Disinformation Governance Board, said. This is just last week. Last week I told NPR. Naturally, it was NPR. I shudder to think about if free speech absolutists you know, like the founding fathers, the people who wrote the Bill of Rights, the United States Constitution, were taking over more platforms, what that would look like for the marginalized communities, which are already shouldering disproportionate amounts of this abuse. You mean like the Babylon Bee? I'm Howard Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you want to give us a call. We had a lot planned here today. And joining us now is Grace with the news.
Yes, Howie, I am here with the news. And there was a lot of good news for Republicans this week, not so much for Democrats. The House GOP is poised to gain 3 to 4 seats in the redistricting process, according to the Washington Examiner. I know you saw a little bit of this, Howie, happening in Florida, but as you mentioned today, it's also happening in New York. Republicans right. dealt a titanic blow to that edge with a crucial court victory in New York on Wednesday, and an aggressive
4-3 in the Supreme Court. 4-3. That was a close run thing, but I'll take it.
Yeah, and Howie, explain to the listeners why this is such a big deal. I mean, this is one of those stories that
right.
it,
well,
it's
you
not
know, Eric
as sexy
Holder,
of a headline, but it's very good news for Republicans.
Eric Holder and the Mark Elias crowd, the same people who changed all the voting laws to basically being no voting laws in 2020, they were running around basically trying to intimidate these legislatures, even in Republican states, to gerrymander the districts in favor of the Democrats. And they were thinking that they had a net pickup, even though the Republican red states were gaining seats in the U.S. House of Representatives at the expense of the liberal states that everybody's fleeing, like New York, California, Illinois, et cetera. And they were looking at a pickup of 7 or 8 seats. But then Ron DeSantis looked at the map in Florida, the governor, and he said, this is ridiculous. He refused to sign the legislation that redistricted the congressional districts in Florida. And he sent it back to the Republican-held legislature, and they changed it. And now Republicans, it looks like they're going to pick up 5 seats in in Florida, five Democrat seats. And they're going to appeal it, obviously, to the Supreme Court. But, you know, there have been Republican governors for the last, 20 years in Florida almost? And so it's a Republican Supreme Court, and the federal courts usually don't take up, appeals beyond the state level. And then in New York, they just did an absolute butchering, gerrymandering job. They were going to cost the Republicans three of their seats. Claudia Tenney's seat, and I don't know if Elise Stefanik, Nicole, the woman from Staten Island, I can't pronounce her name. They were going to take away all those seats, and so the Republicans appealed it, and the Supreme Court in New York, in Albany, threw it out on a 4-3 vote. They've handed it to this guy to redistrict, and they've given him 3 weeks, Grace. That doesn't seem like a long time to redistrict the entire state, not just the congressional districts, but also the state senate and the assembly. But I guess he can do it.
Timing is everything.
But it's good news, because now, you know, it looks like the Republicans, in addition to the sort of the overall advantage they have from the catastrophe that is Brandon, they're going to they're just going to pick up another 7-8 seats just from the redistricting, just in those two states, New York and Florida. I know they're big states, but still, that's just 2 out of 50 states.
Yeah, and that just goes along with the fact that Republicans are already kind of the favorites going into the midterms. The midterms are looking very good for Republicans, as they usually do for the party that's not in power, but especially when the party that is in power sucks this bad. I mean, there's no other way for
you know,
me to
the
put
ironic
it.
Thing, Grace, is that the guy who runs the DNCC, the Democrat, DCCC, Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, is a guy named Sean Maloney. He's the guy who goes around to wearing a mask, and then he goes to Europe with his husband and doesn't wear a mask. He's just a classic Brandon-era Beltway insider. Now he's from New York, and now with these new districts that have been ordered, he was already kind of teetering. And now they're going to draw him into a basically a Republican district. He is now endangered. He's the one who's supposed to be running the campaign to elect other Republicans. And now there's a good chance he's going to lose his own seat. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh, Grace.
It really would. And this is a story we'll keep people posted on, Howie, because I think sometimes people, they kind of scroll through those stories and they're not as interesting, they're not as catchy of a headline, but they're very important to keep an eye on. Now, speaking of important stories, the U.S. economy, according to some, I don't know if they're experts like the Nobel laureates that Biden's talking to, but a lot of people think we are on the
brink. What happened to those? He hasn't mentioned the Nobel laureates lately.
They're on vacation like all the fact checkers. The Nobel laureates and the fact checkers all take vacation at the same time. But according to a lot of experts, the U.S. economy could be on the brink of a major recession. This obviously comes on the heels of the fact that the economy shrank 1.4% at the beginning of 2022, making it the worst quarter in 2 years. But Joe Biden didn't seem all that worried about it today when he came out to talk to reporters and talk about the Russian oligarchs and the ill-begotten gains and all that stuff. He was very quick to talk about the economy. It wasn't his number one issue. And when he did talk about it, he tried to blame it on the Republicans.
Really? I thought didn't he say last week it was Putin's fault and COVID's fault? Now it's the Republicans' fault?
Well, his reasoning for why it's the Republicans' fault, and if everyone could just try to follow me here for a second, we have really bad inflation. And it's because Republicans won't get on board with his Build Back Better plan to spend trillions more dollars to inflate the economy even more.
Because if you just printed more money like we've been doing, if we printed like two or three times as much money as we've already printed and made it the currency worth less every week, every month, then if we printed more money, the currency would be worth more.
Right. Now you're getting the hang of it.
I understand now.
You know what, Howie? If there's an opening, if there's only 16 of those Nobel laureates, guess who's number 17?
Well, you know, it's been school vacation week, you know, here and there all month long. I guess this week is the School of Economics vacation week.
Yes.
So that's why all the Nobel laureates aren't around. I just want to look at this thing. I think you mentioned this earlier. Someone sent this to me. This is a tweet from Joe Biden on 4/20, appropriately enough, on 4/20/20. The president, meaning Trump, needs to stop blaming others and do his job. Okay?
2 years later.
Exactly 2 years later. 4/20/22. Now he's the president. I know that families are still struggling with higher prices. I grew up in a family where if the price of gas went up, we felt it. Let's be absolutely clear about why prices are high right now. COVID and Vladimir Putin. Okay? To coin a phrase, Brandon, the president needs to stop blaming others and do his job.
Yeah, and can I just mention something? Because I think that tweet really showcases this. I hate the fact that he has to make everything about himself. Like, there's no subject that he doesn't draw back to a personal experience. You know, he can meet with Hall of Famers and he'll say, well, I was a baseball player. He'll meet with teachers. Oh, and I was a teacher. He'll meet with, in my family. It's like, enough about you. I know you have to be kind of a narcissist to want to be president in the first place. And I know we've had our fair share of narcissists, but the combination of a narcissist who's also just cognitively not there is painful to listen to. Because it's just like this old man who is talking ragtime, who also always talks about himself.
But, you know, even if you're in his mental condition, if you were bright occasionally, you'll have a flash of adequacy. But he was never the sharpest knife in the drawer. He was never even an adequate knife in the drawer.
Well, and the other part of it, too, is that as much as I think you have to have a pretty big ego to run for president, and I've pointed this out before, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but Trump did used to brag a lot, but at least he was bragging about, like, the lowest black unemployment ever recorded. You know, he was bragging about an economy that, and I've talked to people, not Nobel laureates, but people who are in, you know, in finance, and they said, if you just look at the numbers, his economy was like no other economy we've had in this country, in history. And those are things you can really brag about. We have this old man who's running the country into the ground, who's bragging about the fact that he used to take the train a lot. He used to be the poorest man in Congress. And he, you know, he taught, he gave 9 speeches at a college once. So he used to be a teacher. It's just, you know, you got to amp up the brags a little bit. These humble brags are a bit too humble, even for me.
And even when Trump used to brag about things that, you know, compared to being president of the United States, they're not that significant. Like, I had the highest ratings of anybody on NBC, or I made the network more money than anybody in those years. I mean, that was true, too.
But Howie, compared to, I used to take the train a lot. I mean, that's
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's,
I mean,
an excellent brag.
Yeah. I mean, you know, who? I took the bus a lot, you know, and then I took the bus to the subway. Does that make me a better person? Does that make me more qualified?
Do you think people want to hear about that for 4 hours?
Just means I didn't have the money to get a car.
By the way, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Speaking of cars, you can get a synthetic oil change and tire rotation starting at just $49.95, any maker model. Get the details, schedule an appointment online, and find other service specials at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Howard, that is it for me. I'm off for the rest of the week. Have a great show.
Thank you. 508 says, the phrase I was looking for is a moment of clarity. Okay, yeah, you're right. You know, even if your mind is pretty much gone, every once in a while, you have a moment of clarity almost the end.
Howie, it's the broken clock theory, you know?
Yeah. Someone says he sounds like Max Headroom when he gets a glitch. You know, when he's trying to pronounce kleptocrat.
That was really bad. If people didn't see that video, I highly suggest
we'll watch it. We got Kevin Frisbee coming up, but we'll play that after the top of the hour. We'll play it. It's really bad. Really, really bad. Thank you, Grace. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Howard.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft, and they help me sleep so well. MyPillow sheets are made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. They're ultra-soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. This is the best offer they've ever had for their Giza Dream Sheets. The offer is 60% off, as low as $39.99. This is for a limited time only, so please take advantage of it. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more.
Howie, I have the MyPillow mattress topper, and I have the sheets, and I have the pillows, and I have the pajamas, and I have to say, I couldn't even choose a favorite because it's all such good quality stuff. And I think I'll be shopping for MyPillow for the rest of my life because I just can't get over how great of quality everything is and how it keeps you cool but also warm. It's just perfect.
Yeah, and I love my navy blue bath towels. They're fantastic as well. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code word Howie because it'll give you a discount on just about everything. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal, investment, or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.
Joining us now on the line is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, and he's here to tell us where the market's going. I I think we all kind of know the GDP is down for the first time in a couple of years. The last time it was down was when the panic was in full swing and the lockdowns were commencing. Now there's none of that, and the market or the economy is still tanking. Even the Boston Globe, a religious tract of the Democrat Party, has a headline today: "Nowhere to hide. This market correction feels different." Kevin Frisbee, how bad is it right now?
Well, interestingly, the market's higher today, and it's kind of the good news, bad news deal of the day. You know, the GDP was down the most, in, as you said, since the COVID pandemic, beginning of COVID pandemic, which means the market's reading into this saying, all right, the Federal Reserve likely won't be able to raise rates as high as they are projecting, which means the market has a positive rally today as a result of that.
But on the other hand, if the market doesn't raise rates, it's probably not going to be much tamping down of inflation.
That's the double-edged sword here. Now, we get into a position where if the economy materially slows down, we have several quarters of negative GDP growth. That's a definition of a recession. Then the rates can't go higher, which means inflation stays hot, and then you still have the supply chain issues creating high inflation. So I don't know how they're going to balance this out. I've called it the great experiment for a long time. And again, I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like today.
I think there have been similar experiments, though. I'm thinking of Weimar Germany, Zimbabwe, Argentina on occasion. I mean, they've not been pleasant experiences for the people who are living in those countries, have they?
God, let's hope that they don't have let's hope it's not an experiment like those situations. Those are extreme. But, you know, there's a potential, if it's not handled correctly, that we go into some sort of hyperinflation situation, and then they can't print enough, and they can't raise rates high enough.
I look at my 401k at the newspaper where I work that, you know, you're not dealing with it. I'm dealing with it through a mutual funds company. And I'm closing now on 7% losses for the year in a very conservative portfolio. I mean, how much are people down that are just in the stock market? They got to be down 10, 12, 15%, aren't they?
Anyway, I think across the board, if somebody's in a conservative position, 7 to 10 is about the range. If you're more aggressive, you're probably down 15 or 18 at this point. And
wow.
Again, I've said it for a long time, you got to look at where you're at in your life, and if you're close to retirement, balance that out quickly and don't be hanging out there. You know, this is, again, today's a potential rally to take some chips off the table, so to speak, and kind of set aside some cash and save it to work for a future decline in the markets.
All right. What have you got to offer to the listeners and the viewers today, Kevin Frisbee?
Yeah, today I'm going to offer up a Ask a Fiduciary. You can call up with questions. Just ask questions if you want to talk about metals and gold and silver, bitcoins or cryptos. One of our fiduciary advisors will answer your questions. So I'm going to offer that up. No obligation to do anything with us. Ask whatever questions on the financial side that you want. And to reach a fiduciary at Frisbee & Associates, it's 1-800-989-9100.
Okay, so if you have any question about anything, you know, what should you do? Should you try to buy on the dip? They always tell you. That's the thing I like about you, Kevin. Is you know some of these stock market advisors say, "Oh, the market's going up; it's a good time to buy." Oh, the market's going down; you buy on the dip, right? You're not saying that. I'm glad you and I like you better for that.
Listen, yeah, I'm a straight shooting guy, and we're giving real advice to real people. And at the end of the day, we're fiduciary licensed advisors. We want to make sure we're doing what's in our clients or potential clients' best interest.
So whatever question you got about your portfolio or about what you should do next, you can call up one of your guys, and you can get through. And no obligations whatsoever. You don't even have to give your name, I guess, or anything like that. You just call up, and they'll talk. Some people will talk to you, try to talk you off the ledge. It's not that bad, but it's not pleasant though either at this point. So what's the number again, Kevin, if people want to ask a fiduciary about their holdings?
Yeah, the 1-800 is 1-800-989-9100. frisbeebenefits.com if they want to find us online. Frisbee spelled with an IE, benefits with an S.
Okay, so so if you want to check it out before you give them a call, give us the number one more time, Kevin Frisbee.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.